Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos Halavavu Shah Cheshbon HaNefesh, and in the 11th Cheshbon HaAchadasar, the Chovos Halavavu brings us about as close as possible to a discussion about what Cheshbon HaNefesh and accounting is all about. In this 11th Cheshbon, the Chovos Halavavu tells us to sit down and ask ourselves about our past behavior, but not for the purpose of being guilty. Not to turn around and say, oh yeah, in the past I was so bad and I haven't done anything in my life and I've wasted all this time. Rather, we're supposed to use and utilize that cheshbon ha-nefesh about where we've been and what we've done to drive us forward into where we can possibly be. In fact, he compares the situation to a king who gives a certain grant to each and every one of us to live. You know, at the end of the year, you're going to have to make an accounting for that grant, as it's been apportioned to you, to make sense and show that indeed the monies were spent wisely. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, the same thing is true when the king himself, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, the Almighty, gives us a grant of life and ability and financial means and health and wealth and safety. And he turns to us and he says to us, how are you using it? We don't wait until the end in order to make that accounting. Hopefully nobody waits until April 14th to start working on their taxes. No, a healthy tax plan and a healthy accounting plan in life is to prepare each and every day just a little bit and to think every single day about what am I doing in my service of God? Each day needs that Avodas Hashem accounting, that service of God accounting, to determine am I doing it and am I engaging in a certain level. That works to our benefit in that we can make the day better than yesterday, we can move forward and onward and upward, but that accounting also gives us the opportunity to say if I was a little bit short yesterday, I can update myself today. I can make today even better and stronger and more powerful. In fact, the Chovos HaLevavos tells us even if you've passed through more than half of your life, turn around and use that past as a means to better a tomorrow. It is much better to get to the day of reckoning, having spent time trying to improve the second half of one's life, than to come to that day of reckoning with no preparation whatsoever. God can turn around and fill in that which is in the red, when he wants us to and sees that we have a desire to make ourselves whole with him. But our responsibility is not to wait on it, not to give in. And so as you begin your day today, let's begin it together with a new accounting. Let's take a look at where we were in our service of God yesterday. Let's ask ourselves, both at the beginning and the end of our day, how did we do today? How are we going to do today in serving God? And without a doubt, I can guarantee that not only will today, but every day will be a great day. Have a wonderful day.